This is a version of the self-compassion break that's designed to tap into fierce self-compassion, to give us encouraging, wise vision when we want to be motivated to change. So please think of a situation in your life that you'd like to change. Maybe you'd like to exercise more, but just can't seem to summon the willpower. Or maybe you have a habit you'd like to break, like getting angry too easily. Or maybe you're in a relationship that you would like to change, but you just can't seem to do it. Or there's a new project you'd like to start, but you've been unmotivated. So think carefully of some change you'd like to make in your life. What is it? And now that you've chosen what you'd like to work with, notice what feelings arrive when you think about wanting to work with this. Maybe there's some shame there that you haven't done something about it earlier. Or maybe there's some excitement there. There might be fear or frustration. Just allow whatever you're feeling to come up. And if you can, see if you cannot focus on the storyline or your reaction about wanting to make this change. And just noticing these emotions as physical sensations in your body. Maybe tingling, maybe energy or vibration. Whatever your body feels. Just dropping out of your head and coming into your body. So now we're going to do the motivating self-compassion break. So the first thing I'd like you to do is make sure that you're sitting up straight. Make sure your back is tall, so you're energized and not slumping, evoking the qualities of fierce, compassionate empowerment. And I'm going to be saying a series of phrases that you can repeat either aloud or silently to yourself. These are designed to bring in encouraging, wise vision about this change that you'd like to make. And the idea is that you would find language that really works for you. So the first thing we want to do is bring in some mindfulness. Mindfulness with motivation really gives us the vision of what we want for ourselves or what needs to change. So try saying to yourself something like, "This is what I see for myself. This is what I want to manifest in the world. This is the possibility for me." And the second phrase calls upon the wisdom of common humanity. So as we think about, so far, our ability to change, we remember that we're human, just like everyone else. Sometimes people get stuck or they get things wrong. The important thing is we can learn from our experiences. So perhaps saying to yourself something like, "This is a learning opportunity," or "It's normal to stumble through, maybe get it wrong, come back and try again. I can learn something from this situation. And now make some supportive physical gesture, something that feels supportive for you. Maybe a hand on your heart, hand on your shoulder, maybe rubbing your own arm, or if you want something a little more energizing, you could, you know, do a little fist pump, something more active. Just offering some sort of physical gesture of encouragement. And then what we want to do is use kindness to support and encourage ourselves to make a change. We don't want to say that we're inadequate and we have to change. We're okay the way we are. But we would like to create this change and take on this task because we care and we want to help ourselves and we don't want to suffer. So maybe saying something to yourself with warmth and conviction. I'm going to help myself reach my goals. Or maybe something like, I have your back. I'm here for you. I support you. Or maybe you need to hear something like, hey, just try your best. Whatever happens is okay. I'll be here for you. Really just using any language that feels natural. And the one thing you can do to come up with more natural language is imagine that you had a close friend who was struggling with a similar issue. What might you say to your friend to help encourage them, empower them, to support them to make a change? Not only what words would you use, but what tone of voice would you use? What message would you like to deliver? Then see if you can say something similar to yourself. And finally, we want to allow the fierce energy of encouraging wise vision to combine with the more tender energy of unconditional self-acceptance. In other words, we want to try our best to make needed changes, but the bottom line is that we as people are okay just as we are. It's okay to be imperfect. We may want our behaviors or actions to change, but as a person, we are fine just the way we are. Letting those energies merge. Unconditional acceptance combined with the desire to make needed change. And then we can see what unfolds.